So, another day. Apparently, when I did my show on and the band played on, I'm sorry about my levels. I don't know why they're so high. I'm not talking loud. So, let's check the settings here while I'm talking. I really am starting to wonder, and I was talking to Dan about this from It's All About Me. We'll go with that. Yeah, that's a little bit better. Actually, no, now it's very quiet. Well. So when I did and the band played on, it really affected me. Like I said, that was the day after Pride 48. I watched it. And for, I don't know if it's because I'm very immobile during the day, my back started hurting. And I know that that is the case now. And that's just something I'm going to have to deal with because I'm a very slovenly person. I don't move very much just because I don't have a need to. So. But between the pain and not sleeping and whatnot, I was ripe for to be very emotionally upset. And then I can't remember. I think it was a couple of days ago I posted one on the past. And again, it just came out of nowhere. I started thinking, and that and thinking honestly should be illegal once you're in bed because you have no distractions at all. It's easy to think and then go, oh, squirrel or shiny or something when you're online or you're working or something, because there's always something. If things get too bad, if you start getting uncomfortable with a thought, you can look anywhere and see something else and take your mind off it, or at least distract yourself from it long enough to get yourself under control. Well, last night, today, me and mom and dad and Laura's girls and one of our neighbors going out to eat lunch. And then I was talking because the Merrily players, who I have acted with before and I'm hoping to act with again this fall, are going to be having a baseball night. Now, if you've ever heard me streaming and I've had my window open, you've heard the ball diamond. It's literally 30 feet away from my building. Okay, it'll take me a minute, if that, to walk there. In fact, less than a minute. It'll only take me about 10 seconds or 15 seconds from the closest, from the back door, the backmost door of my apartment to that place. 10 steps, 20 steps, something like that. It's not very big. It's not a very far trip. So I was thinking, okay, well, we're going to go to that today because mom said that they thought it would be fun. They don't know if they'll stay the whole time. Well, I think it starts at 7, so I mean, the latest it'll go is maybe 9. And today there's no podcast, so I mean, this is perfect. I have nothing for entertainment tonight. So I've seen that thing enough. I mean, I've seen people sitting there when I've driven by. I had kind of a bird's eye view in my mind of what it would be like to watch it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting next to mom. I think the rest of them are over on her, to the right of her, because I didn't see them. But we're sitting, and I need to grab something to link because this is something that really affected it. Let's see. It's on YouTube, or it was. Cancel. What the fu- How did I get here from YouTube? There. Must have typed something wrong. So, there was a show. Apparently in the 80s, I didn't get to see it until it was on USA in the 90s, really. It's called The Real Ghostbusters. It was a cartoon on that was basically the continuing adventures of, okay, of the real Ghostbusters. Of the Ghostbusters, and it had the one person that people would recognize, especially in this story, is Lorenzo Musak, who did the voice of Garfield, did the voice of Venkman. That's why you had Bill Murray doing the voice of Garfield later. Anyway, we're sitting here watching, the picture winds up, and this color in between pink and orange beam, just like you'll see in Night Game, hits the picture, and players fade from sight. This, energy dome, which again you'll see, covers the area. And the umpire, who is voiced by Maurice LaMouche or whatever, the same guy who voices Egon, appears and calls on me, and the players have taken the field. It's similar players for the good side. I didn't really get to see the evil side on it for a reason. They come on, he says that we need you for the game, and I've come to think that it was for one inning. It was for, and I was going to be the catcher because I have no athletic skill whatsoever. Okay? So I'll kneel behind the plate and get things thrown at me because if he swings or misses, it doesn't matter if I drop it because it's still a strike or whatnot. But I went down and I was going to be playing for the evil team, which makes sense to me because I consider myself fairly wicked in a few senses. And that's a whole nother show. Not going to get into it here. I only got 2 minutes left. So I went down as Spider-Farina and shifted as I went down there. It was more of an amalgam of the demonic spider and the human spider from long ago. The spider legs that run the back were the old ones, which was actually kind of a surprise to even me. I didn't think that that would be how it worked, but anyway, went down, we did the catcher thing, and then I got up and I was batting. And I think it was just a test. I don't think it was meant to be a full participation. But being evil, you can cheat if you want to. It was a thing of whether or not I was going to cheat, I believe, to succeed. And they were giving me the option. And the way Spider could have done it is Spider has a portal that she uses for, it's like a bag of holding or something like that. Instead of a physical object, it's a portal to another area. And she has in the past been able to open two ends of it to transport things. So the trick was going to be, as he threw it, no matter where he threw it, open a portal on one end, open it where I wanted on the other, and hit it. But I didn't do it. Well, that passed the test because even though I was given a chance to cheat, I didn't. And I was going to be rewarded for that. And it surprised me what I did. I said, number one, I want to remember this day beginning to end. Because I don't want to remember this out of context. I want to remember everything. And the second one was I want everybody, Pride 48, theater work, anybody who's ever held me in their heart or in their mind, or still does, to see this day for me and know that for one day something really was good. Something, I got what I wanted, which was to be Spider. I've never lied about that. And the thing that really made me feel start to tear up again is the umpire. I think, even with that, oh, son of a. Long story short, I gave up the form that I wanted, and that surprised me.